Contemporary World Theology, Session 29. 认识现代神学，29讲。Chapter 16, Dispensationalism. 第16章，时代论。In the 19th century in England and Ireland, 在19世纪的英国和爱尔兰， a new movement of biblical interpretation arose within the conservative orbit. 在教会保守人士的圈子里面，兴起一个新的释经的运动。Deeply concerned about what they felt to be the dead hand of tradition and legalism in the Church of England, 他们特别关注于圣公会里面的所谓的传统和律法主义的死沉沉的状态。One man in particular, John Nelson Darby.特别一位人士就是约翰达密 1800-1882 began to gather together dissatisfied Christians for weekly Bible study and weekly observance of the Lord's Supper 就开始聚集一些不满于教会的基督徒每周查经和每周守圣餐 The group began to be called the Brethren or the Plymouth Brethren他们开始被称为弟兄会或者普利茅斯的弟兄会 Plymouth, England was one of the strongest of the early centers of the movement 因为英国的普利茅斯是这个运动早期一个最强的核心地点之一 Resembling to a great extent the organizational structure of the non-church movement in Japan 这个运动 的结构呢非常像日本的所谓非教会运动。The brethren admitted any professing Christian to their informal services. 弟兄会 我加一个注解是指最早期的弟兄会让任何自称为基督徒的都可以参与他们的非正式的聚会。Refused to acknowledge or create any special system of clergy. 他们拒绝承认或者成立任何有特别职位的牧师的制度 conducted their meetings without order of service 他们的聚会是完全没有程序的 and insisted that this was a return to the New Testament pattern of church government and worship 他们坚持这个就是新约教会的治理方式和敬拜的模式他们坚持要这样子回到新约圣经A new approach to the interpretation of biblical prophecy now began to emerge from their meetings. 从他们的聚会就逐渐的就浮现出一种对圣经的预言的新的解释 called popularly dispensationalism, 一般被称为时代论。It quickly gained acceptance in evangelical circles, 在福音派的圈子里面流传得很迅速。The founder, Darby, made 7 speaking tours to the United States. 他们的创始人达密曾经有七次去美国巡回讲道。And by the end of the 19th century, 到了第19世纪末, American fundamentalism had been deeply affected by the theology of the Brethren movement. 美国的基要主义运动呢就深深受到弟兄会运动的神学所影响。Prophetic Bible conferences were organized on a nationwide basis. 他们举办一些全国性的预言的解经聚会。And these became largely dominated by dispensational emphases. 这些的大型的聚会一般都完全受到时代论的要点的操纵。The Bible study conferences associated with the name of Dwight L. Moody, 与穆迪先生有关的这些的查经的大会 were virtually controlled by dispensationalists 差不多完全由时代论者所控制 The school founded by Moody later called the Moody Bible Institute became a center of the teaching 穆迪先生所创始的学校后来被称为穆迪圣经学校 Moody Bible Institute 就成为这个时代论的教导的一个核心In 1909, a special study edition of the King James Version of the Bible was printed. 1909年，他们出版了一本，英皇钦定本的一个特别的研读版 ，the so-called Scofield Reference Edition of the Bible， 后来称之为斯可夫研读版圣经。The notes it contained were dispensational in emphasis， 这本圣经里的注释呢是强调实在论的观点角度的。And the Bible became a great aid in solidifying and popularizing the system， 这本圣经呢，有助于使整个的教育系统巩固和流传。Since the influence of dispensationalism was particularly strong among conservative-minded Presbyterians， 因为实在论的影响在保守派的长老会人士中是特别的深远。It is not surprising to find dispensationalism a very strong part of the Presbyterian Church, and particularly so in the lands of the younger churches. 所以呢，实在论呢是长老会的很强而有力的一部分，特别是在第三世纪的教会的长老会，这个就不足为奇了。Though it is often confused with historic premillennialism, the majority of its distinctive doctrines are not held by historic premillennialism. 虽然很多时候实在论与历史上的千禧年派混为一谈，事实上呢，实在论的独特的教义并不被大部分的前千禧年派人士所接受。All dispensationalists are premillennialians. 所有的实在论者都是前千禧年派的 ，but not all premillennialians are dispensationalists. 但是呢，不是所有前千禧年派人士呢都是实在论者。下面呢，我们的作者要讲出六方面实在论的特点。Number one， 第一方面 ，dispensationalists unlike historic premillennialians insist always on an exactly literal interpretation of scripture。与历史上的前千禧年派有别，实在论者坚持解释圣经要用一种很精准的字义解经法。They denounce as spiritualizers or allegorizers those who do not interpret the Bible with the same degree of literalness as they do。对那些不像他们那么的字义解经的人士呢，他们会指责他们是灵义解经。In this connection, they insist on an unconditional, literal fulfillment of all prophetic promises. 与此有关的是他们坚持圣经里所有的预言和应许都毫无条件的要字义的被应验的。So on this interpretation, 因此呢，根据这种的解经法， the Old Testament promises to Israel must be said to be earthly promises to an earthly people,to be fulfilled upon this earth. 因此旧约对以色列的应许呢必须是被认为是属地的应许给一个属地的子民的，要在这个地上应验。 The temple of Ezekiel 40-48, 以西结书第40-48的圣殿 is said to be an earthly temple that will be set up in the millennium, 被认为是在千禧年时候会被建造的一个属地的圣殿。The New Jerusalem of Revelation 22, 在启示录22的新耶路撒冷 will be the earthly city as we know now, 就是我们现在所认识的属地的耶路撒冷城 the eternal abode of the saints continuing on earth. 这个是在永恒里圣徒继续住在地上的居所。Number two, 第二方面的特点 Since all Old Testament prophecies must be interpreted literally. 所有的旧约预言既然必须字义的解释 ,dispensationalism, unlike historic premillennialism, dispensationalism, unlike historical premillennialism, refuses to admit any relation between the Old Testament Israel and the New Testament Church. 实在论有别于历史上的前千禧年派拒绝承认 旧约的以色列和新约的教会有任何的关系。In fact, it is said that there is not a single prophecy in the Old Testament regarding the church at all. 事实上，他们这样说，旧约里面没有一方面的预言是指教会的。The New Testament church is said to be a mystery parenthesis unknown to the Old Testament prophets. 他们认为新约的教会呢是一个奥秘，一个括弧，是旧约的先知们所不认识的。The Old Testament prophecies were made to Israel, the earthly nation. 旧约的预言是向地上的以色列国讲的， and they must be fulfilled literally to Israel, the earthly nation. 因此他们必须在地上的以色列国应验。Number three, 第三方面的特点 Dispensationalism, unlike historic premillennialism, says that God's history of dealing with man is the history of seven different dispensations. 时代论有别于历史上的前千禧年派，教导说上帝如何对待人类的历史是七个不同时代的历史。 In each dispensation, 在每一个时代，God places man under different responsibilities. 神要人负起不同的责任。 And in each dispensation, God deals with man in a different way. 在每一个时代，上帝用不同的方法对待人。 The longest of such dispensations in the Old Testament is said to be the dispensation of law. 旧约时期最长的时代就是律所谓律法时代， which is said to extend from the giving of the law on Mount Sinai through most of the public ministry of Christ. 他们认为呢，这个律法时代呢，是从在西乃山上颁布律法，一直到耶稣基督在地上的事工的末期。 We are said to be now in the dispensation of grace. 他们说我们现在在恩典时代之中， and this will extend to the final dispensation of the kingdom, that is the millennium.那这个恩典时代就一直要到最后的国度时期结束，最后的国度时期就是千禧年。 Number four, 第四方面的特点 Dispensationalism, unlike historic premillennialism, though it affirms that a sinner is saved in every age by grace, affirms also that the law and grace are radically distinct. 第四方面的特点，时代论有别于历史上的前千禧年派，虽然承认在每一个时代罪人都是靠神的恩典得救，他们同时宣告说律法和恩典是彻底的不一样的。 The effect is to create a multiple basis for God's dealing with man. 结果就是上帝如何对待人是有不同的方法，不同的根据。 In the same way, they argue,In the New Testament dispensation of grace, there is no revelation of the law as binding on the New Testament people of God. 同样的，他们有这个论点，说在新约恩典时期呢，上帝没有启示律法在新约的神的子民的身上有任何约束力。We are the dispensation of grace, therefore are under no obligation to obey the Ten Commandments as the rule of life and faith. 因此，我们属于恩典时代的信徒呢，没有责任去遵行十诫作为我们的信仰和生活的准则的。Under the dispensation of grace, 在恩典时代之下， men are required only to repent and turn in faith to Christ. 上帝只要求人悔改、回转、信靠基督。Under the dispensation of the law, 那但是在律法时期呢， they are required only to obey the law. 上帝唯独要求他们遵行律法。 Number five, 第五方面的特点 Dispensationalism, unlike historic premillennialism, says that the kingdom Jesus offered to the Jews was not a spiritual kingdom. 时代论有别于历史上的前千禧年派，说耶稣基督带来的国度，耶稣基督向犹太人所提供的国度不是一个属灵的国度。But the earthly restoration of the Davidic kingdom of the Old Testament 乃是要在地上恢复大卫的国度。 When the Jews rejected their king, 当犹太人拒绝他们的王的时候， Jesus postponed the coming of this earthly kingdom until the millennium. 耶稣就把这个地上的国度的来临延迟到千禧年的时代。 And as a great parenthesis, in the meantime, he set up the church. 那么与此同时呢，他耶稣基督设立的教会作为一个大的括弧。The church, says the dispensationalist, has nothing to do with the kingdom. 社论者认为呢，教会与天国是毫无关系的。There is no sense in which we can speak of the kingdom as here and now. 我们在任何意义上都不能说天国是在这里，是现在存在的。It is exclusively a future event. 天国完全是一个未来的一件事。Number six, 第六方面的特点。Dispensationalism, unlike historic premillennialism, says that before the great tribulation of the last days, the church will be secretly raptured into the air to meet Jesus. 时代论有别于历史上的前千禧年派，说在末日的大灾难之前，教会会秘密的被提到空中与耶稣相遇。After the rapture, 在被提之后呢？A Jewish remnant will take the place of the church as God's instrument on earth for the conversion of Israel and the nations. 有一个犹太人的余民就取代了教会的地位，作为上帝在地上的器皿，来使以色列人和外邦人归主。下面是我们的作者的评估。Along with all supernaturalists,Dispensationalists seek to do full justice to the message of the infallible Bible. 时代论者与所有超自然主义者一样，愿意完全正视无谬圣经的信息的。They also seek to emphasize, in properly biblical perspective, the second coming of Christ and the consummation of all things. 他们同时也从一个正确的圣经的观点角度去强调基督的再来和万物 的末了。Their zeal for evangelism has, for a long time, been only one of their badges of honor. 他们很多最尊贵之处，其中一方面就是多年来他们对传福音是非常的热心的。But their system as a whole seems, to this writer, to be different from the biblical perspective at several points. 但是对这个作者来说呢，他们整个的系统在好几方面呢，与圣经的观点角度是有所分歧的。下面我们的作者又讲出六方面时代论与圣经是怎么样的不同。 Number one, 第一方面， Their severe emphasis on the literal interpretation of scripture forgets that scripture itself often interprets other parts of scripture in a spiritual and not literal way. 他们严谨地强调必须自义解经，这样子就忘记了很多时候圣经本身是用一种属灵的而不是自义的方法来解释其他的经文的。 So for example, 例如 When Amos 9:11-12 speaks of the restoration of David's booth which had fallen down, 在阿摩斯书第九章11-12节提到大卫倒塌的帐幕必定被重新建立起来的时候， James in Acts 15:15-20 在使徒行传15:15-20雅各 tells us that 告诉我们 This prophecy was fulfilled not in the earthly Israel's restoration but in the ingathering of the Gentiles into the church. 雅各告诉我们这个预言应验了，不是因为地上的以色列国已经复国，那是因为外邦人被召聚进到教会来。When God promises David to establish the throne of his kingdom forever, 2 Samuel 7:13, 当上帝应许大卫设立他的王位直到永远的时候，撒母耳记下7:13, we find the fulfillment of this promise not in the earthly restoration of David's throne. 我们看这个应许应验了，不是因为大卫的宝座恢复了在地上， but in the coming of Christ, 那是因为基督的来临。Descended from David according to the flesh. 按肉体来说是从大卫的后裔所生的。Romans 1:3, Acts 2:29-32, 罗马书第一章第三节，还有使徒行传第二章29-32。Number two, 第二。Dispensationalists forget that, according to the New Testament, the church is the new Israel. 使得人士忘记，根据新约圣经，教会就是新的以色列，罗马书第九章第六节，加拉太书第六章十六节， A Jew， 教会就是一个真犹太人，罗马书第二章二十八到二十九节， The seed of Abraham， 亚伯拉罕的后裔，加拉太书三章二十九节， Zion， 教会就是锡安山，彼得前书二章第六节，希伯来书第十二章二十二节。 Those who are washed in the blood of Christ have become the new 12 tribes， 那些被基督的宝血洗净的就成为新的十二个支派了，雅各书第一章第一节。 The strangers scattered among the nations， 就是散布在万国的所谓的陌生人，彼得前书第一章第一节。 Number three， 第三方面， Dispensationalism by its sharp distinction between law and grace undermines the permanency of grace and the permanency of law。 因为时代论特别强调律法和恩典的不同，就大大的妥协了恩典的永久性和律法的永久性。 It also implies that， 同时时代论暗示着说， In the Old Testament people were saved by obedience to the law， 暗示旧约的子民呢是借着遵守律法而得救的。 And it clearly ignores the revelation of God's sovereign grace as early as Abraham's need， 很明显他们忽略了早在上帝在亚当需要救恩的时候就已经启示了他的主权的恩典的，创世纪三章十五节。 It's breaking up of the Bible into seven dispensations， 使得论者把圣经的历史分隔为七个不同的时代， tends greatly to neglect the unity of God's way of salvation， 导致呢忽略到上帝所启示的方法是连贯的， by grace through faith， 是一致性的，靠恩典借着信心的，希伯来书第十一章从第一节起。 Number four， 第四方面， Dispensationalism overemphasizes the idea of the kingdom of God as exclusively future， 时代论过分的强调上帝的国是完全是未来的， and therefore ignores the fact that the kingdom of God is also present in Christ， 因此就忽略了一个事实，就是当基督来到的时候上帝的国已经来临了，马太福音十二章二十八节，路加福音十七章二十一节。 Instead of seeing the kingdom as Christ-centered， 他们没有看到天国是以基督为中心的，使徒行传二十八章二十三节和三十一节。 They have with the early disciples mistakenly assumed that the kingdom was Israel-centered， 所以他们与早期的一些的门徒们一样，错误的以为天国是以以色列人为中心的，使徒行传一章第六节。 Number five， 第五方面， The dispensational idea of a secret rapture of the church unknown to non-Christians， 使徒认为呢教会被提是秘密的，是非基督徒所不知道的， seems completely against the thrust of 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17， 好像完全违背了帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十六到十七节所强调的。There can be no secrets when the Bible speaks of shouts, the voice of the archangel, the trump of God. 当圣经提到大声天使长的声音，上帝的号角的时候，不可能是秘密的。If the noise awakes the dead, 这个声音假如使死人醒过来， it certainly can be no secret， 肯定就不是秘密的。那么 six， 最后第六点， Are millennialists and premillennialists alike see clearly that the church must pass through the great tribulation， 无千禧年派和前千禧年派人士很清楚看到教会必须要经历大灾难的，马太福音二十四章二十一到二十二节。 As others have indicated， 正如其他人士所指出的， The pre-tribulation rapture theory of dispensationalism is rooted in the principle of interpretation which separates the church from the total redemptive plan of God。时代论的灾前被提这个理论呢，是根据一种把教会从上帝整个救赎计划分隔出来这种的解经原则的。 The church must be raptured out of the world before the tribulation， 教会必须在大灾难之前被提离开世界， because it is not a part of the soon to be restored Davidic kingdom， 因为教会不是 很快就要恢复的大卫的国度的一部分。使徒论的六方面的弱点，第十六章结束，下一章我们讲第十七章 Fundamentalism 纪要主义。